It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
High school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, getting set for the Big East League showdown tonight between the Holton Wildcats and the Royal Valley Panthers. Good evening from Holton High School, Brandon Tam, and we got a full crew, full house on hand, getting set for this matchup between the Wildcats in Class 4A and the Royal Valley Panthers in Class 3A. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back, get you the starting lineups and the tip-off for the girls' game with Royal Valley and Holton. That's after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the start of tonight's action between the Holton Wildcats and the Royal Valley Panthers. We are locked in on KNZA 103.9 FM. Justin Fluke, Mr. John Holliday, Ethan behind the camera for the Holton Channel. I'm Brandon Tabman. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Our girls game coming up with the boys to follow. Double dip inside the Big East League here on this Tuesday night in early February. All right, let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the Panthers of Royal Valley. Sixth-year head coach in David Boucher. In the backcourt, it's a 5'7 senior in Avery Stidham, a returning starter from a year ago, over 3 points and three rebounds per game. Pano Wawasik, also in the backcourt, 5'9 sophomore, leading scorer at 14.5 points per game. And then you got three forwards, Athena Broaddus, a 5'10 senior at over 6 points and four rebounds a game. Samantha Klotz, 5'11 senior, over 5 points and eight rebounds a game, leading the team in that category. And Kiwa Miller, a 6'1 freshman, at over 12 points and seven rebounds a game. Again, for six-year head coach in David Boucher, Stidham, Wawasik, Broaddus, Klotz, and Miller. For the Wildcats, under sixth-year head coach Kurt Heisler. Wildcats with a record of 6-6. They are 3-2 in league play. Forgot to mention Royal Valley, by the way. They are 6-5. And 1-4 in league play. In the backcourt, Lily Tanking, a 5'8 junior guard, averaging over 3 points and two rebounds a game. Also in the backcourt, Kaya Taylor, a 5'4 senior guard, nearly 8 points and three rebounds a game. The forwards, Brooke Wilcott, 5'11 senior, over 11 points and nearly five rebounds a game. Laura Larrison is a 6-foot senior at over 5 points and three rebounds a game. And Elizabeth Schuster, all league, all state a year ago, 6-foot senior, in the post at over 13 points, eight rebounds a game, leading the team in both categories. So, again, for Coach Heisler and the Wildcats, Wilcott, Tanking, Taylor, Larrison, and Schuster. Again, Brandon Tamman, heavy crew alongside as we get set moments away from the opening tip-off, and we have seen, or at least I have seen, both of these teams a couple of times this year. We've talked in other games about how there's not a lot of teams in the Big East that can match the size of the Wildcats down low, but Royal up, and they certainly do with three forwards, 5'10", 5'11", and 6'1", one of the teams in this league that can match the Wildcats down low.
Well, and it's one of those games that both these teams didn't win. You know, you talk about dog days of the season. You're in February, and we're getting playing for sub-state seating as we go into this thing. But it's also Holton Royal Valley, and that's always been a special night. You know, every time these two schools hook up, no matter what sport it is. But you know, the thing that you know, how is Holt going to handle seeing somebody with their size? You know, they've struggled with quickness, struggles with people that have some strong guard play, want to get up and down. I don't think Shooting Royal Valley being one of those teams that wants to really get up and down against this Wildcat team as well. So pace of the game may be a little slower than what we're used to, but we're going to find out. But it's also how is Royal Valley? They've been taller than everybody. How they're going to handle the Holton size? So. It's Holton Royal Valley. Let's get it on.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one tonight. Both these teams on little skids right now. The Wildcats are trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Royal Valley, they've lost their last two games. Royal Valley just 2-4 over their last six. The Wildcats just 1-4 over their last five. So, again, both these teams just trying to get back on track, both with six wins, both with, I should say, Wildcats of Holton, 3-2 in league play. Royal Valley just one league win to this point. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Here we go. The Holton Wildcats and Kaya Taylor into the front court from right to left. Here we go. Underway in tonight's action. All white home uniforms for the Wildcats. All black road uniforms for Royal Valley. Come out in man-to-man, and Kiwa Miller, good defense on the perimeter, but they get it out to Kaya Taylor for three, and just like that, a 3-0 start here at home for the Wildcats. Kaya Taylor, 32% from downtown. Royal Valley averaging 44 points a game. They quickly go inside the clutch. She can't spin it up and in. Rebound Laura Larrison. Wildcats an early three and a quick stop. We're 40 seconds in. Here's Schuster up top to Taylor. Zone defense right now for Royal Valley. They got a lot of length on the perimeter here.
They do. They open a 1-3-1. They got some length up top. And
that length. Deflecting a pass out of bounds, looking for Larrison in the corner. Not quite a minute into this opening quarter of play. A 3-0 start. Kaya Taylor, a three-pointer on the right wing, the lone scoring to this point. Royal Valley's defense giving up about 43.5 points per game. Holton's offense scoring 44 a game. Here's Taylor up top with it. Again, a lot of length on this zone defense so far. A lot of perimeter passing here for the Wildcats. Both these teams, six wins to this point in the year. About 3.5 weeks left in the regular season.
No paint touches for the Wildcats yet. That's something that's going to have to break down the zone.
And
throw it out of the block, and we're going to go the other way.
There's Klotz with the block, and Stidham pulling it down after a lengthy possession goes empty for the Wildcats. Here is Klotz, Central Missouri commitment for next year, and there's a post-touch for Kiwa Miller. She's tied up, and that's going to be a possession arrow to Royal Valley. They'll keep it right here. 6:22 opening quarter. 3-0 still. The Wildcats in front. Wildcats been off for a week. They played at Riley County last Tuesday, losing that game by 14. Royal Valley, they played last Friday at Riley County, and they lost as well that game by 18. Both these teams last time out taking on Riley County, who entered the rankings at number 10 in 3A for the first time this year. As Klotz has the touch after the alternating possession, they go short corner left, turning as Broadus, trying to find Klotz on a back cut, lost the handle, saved it up, but couldn't get it back in play. And another lengthy possession, this time for Royal Valley, and they turn it over.
Well, that Riley County has a nice basketball team, and you know both these teams lost by a similar score. Holt was down 21 in the fourth, and Royal Valley lost by 20 to Riley County. And Brooke Wilcott with a take. He'll go to the foul line. Fair.
Yeah, it took about 2.5 minutes for Wilcott to really get involved in our first foul. Going on Broadus. for Royal Valley. So it's on the floor. Taylor to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. Trying to get it in, holding it at the waist. Needs to do so and can't do so. It's a five count, and the Wildcats turn it over. Just not enough time. So both teams exchanging turnovers at 5:44 to go in the quarter. Still 3-0, thanks to a Kaya Taylor three for the Wildcats. Skip it near side. Nice pass by Panawa Wasik. She gets it back top of the key. Sets, fires a three. From downtown, averaging over 14 points per game. Finally, Royal Valley on the board, two-plus minutes into the quarter.
That's one place Royal Valley does have a steal. They're going to go the other way against this Holton squad. But 5-9 point guard, that's kind of a nice problem to have.
Yeah, they got definitely some good size on the perimeter, forcing that second Wildcat turnover. Here's Kiwa Miller, a post touch right side, threw up a wild shot. Backside rebound, though, for Brooke Wilcott. Then it was knocked to the floor. Larrison has it off to Schuster. Now Wilcott again. Near side of the floor, 3+ minutes into the game. We're tied at 3. Here's Wilcott around a screen. Gets it over to Schuster, left side. Layup good with the left hand. And Schuster on the board gives the Wildcats a 5-3 lead at 4:40 to go in the frame.
Finally got ball in paint. Easy things happen.
Teams in terms of the starting five in this league, as Klotz had it knocked away, is going to be another tie-up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Wildcats, which will be turnover number two against Royal Valley. You see the length of Royal Valley after turning it over, getting up here in a little bit of a press here in the full court. Got Miller up top of that pressure, the 6'1 freshman, sensational volleyball player. Klotz comes away with a steal. Taylor threw it away. And Klotz, as easy as you can get for 2 points. A 5-5 tie at 4:13 to go in the quarter. This time the Wildcats break the press. Broadus defending and alternating the shot there, and a rebound for Klotz. Press, and the Wildcats couldn't get one at the rim. Now a chance for Wawasik here to break the tie. Long two, high off the heel. Backside rebound for Lily Tanking and the Wildcats. So we're past the halfway point here in the first quarter, tied at 5.
Does look like it's going to be a high-scoring game tonight.
And another tip pass, a near steal, but knocked out by Wawasik.
That horizontal pass against this 1-3-1, you know, they got three defenders on the top side of this zone. They are long and fairly athletic.
More times than not, you feel like maybe the Wildcats go into games thinking they have the height advantage, but about as evenly matched as they have been all year. Here's Schuster inside, post touch, quickly doubled, kicks it right. A three is on the way. That one off the mark. Athena Broadus, the rebound. Good box out on the miss.
I was going to say, that's a great box off by Broadus. Sometimes a lost start in a high school game.
Here's Kiwa Miller trying to use a little strength, and she muscles it up and in. And Kiwa Miller on the board. Three of the five starters have now scored for Royal Valley. They lead it 7-5. Here's Wilcott working around a couple defenders, and there's a whistle and a foul. They'll get Kiwa Miller with that one, her first team second. And we'll see our first subs of the game for the Wildcats. We'll see Olivia Doney and also Becca Lassie.
Something we've seen Holton do. They've gone a little deeper on their bench the last couple, three games. Doney's been playing some good minutes for them, solid minutes.
Both these teams playing different competition in their midseason tournaments over the last couple of weeks. Wildcats played two overtime games over in Tonganoxie. Getting back into the swing of league play. There's a pass to Wilcott that's kicked away, so they'll reset here near sideline. And the Panthers had their Panther Classic. They played the likes of Chapman, Santa Fe Trail, and then a top-tier team in 4A in Rock Creek. Here's Schuster in the corner. Gets around Stidham, going all the way underneath. Rips it out to Taylor, stepping away, and she's going to be called for a travel. Three turnovers now on the Wildcats. Good move by Schuster to get underneath and find Taylor, but that little shuffle of the feet, and the Wildcats turn it over.
That's a great diagonal skip out of the post. Just didn't get got a little hurry.
There is Klotz, 7-5.
Nice
the Panthers lead, spinning it up. Couldn't quite get it up and in. Was Kiwa Miller in the rebound. Here's Wilcott pushing near side, angles it in, tried to find Schuster on the backside, saved it in the corner, bodies on the floor, and finally Holton able to pick it up and keep it alive. They'll reset up top with 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter.
Great hustle by both teams.
Looking for Wilcott in the corner again, extending that zone. A lot of deflections here early for the Panthers on defense. Down to 2:27 left in the corner. Going to get our first time out here with a 7-5 Royal Valley lead. Check to see if it's a 30 or a full timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors, homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, Royal Valley, three players in the books. Wildcats have split it. They're 5 points with two players, so a lot of girls getting involved early. We expect this to be a competitive and tight game, and so far, 4.5 minutes, that's exactly what we've seen.
Yeah, neither team's they're not getting up and down the floor. Defense has been solid on both sides. I really like Royal Valley's. They've been extremely active defensively. A lot of deflections. Listen to Coach Michelle on his coaching show that you guys, KNCA hosted. He talks a lot about deflections and takes a lot of pride in that. And obviously, it's paying off for them. They're long. They're like I said, athletic, and they're very active with their feet and getting a lot of touches on some passes that are from the Wildcats.
Out of the timeouts, Wildcats near sideline throwing it in with Wilcott. And then they get it inside to Schuster. Long pass to Taylor in the corner. Now Lassie a touch up top. Here's Schuster at the free throw line. Wilcott left block. Gets underneath. Muscles it up and in and one. How about that play? Brooke Wilcott now in the books. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Great set for Wilcott. Side to side, inside out, back inside, kicked it down. Backside for an easy bucket. She goes to the free throw line.
57.8% is Brooke Wilcott at the line. Holton as a team, 55%. She knocks it home for the three-point play, and the Wildcats retake the lead, 8-7 at just over 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Stidham into the front court. Wawasik, ball faking on the wing. Closed out by Taylor. Skips it near side. This is Kibo Throssell, who's into the game now for Royal Valley. She had it knocked away by Wilcott and out of bounds. Brooke Wilcott's averaging 4.5 steals per game. That is a very high number at this point in the season. Royal Valley in the corner. Wawasik at three, hits high off the front rim. And now they call a foul on the floor on the rebound attempt. I think they're going to get a Wildcat here. And they do with Olivia Doney, her first. Foul number one on the Wildcats. Here's Wawasik on the inbounds. Difficult shot moving to her right, left it short. And a rebound for Taylor and the Wildcats.
Tough shot, especially that early in the offense. Nice pass.
Oh, wow. From Wilcott, who gets credited with a nice assist. And Lassie is in the books. Now four have scored for the Wildcats. Their lead is 10-7 at 1:40 to go in the quarter. Wilcott nearly forcing another turnover. Broadus trying to get away from some tough pressure on the outside. They get it to Stidham in the corner. Left a three short. And a rebound for Taylor. For the Wildcats by three at under 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Doney, right side, high on the wing. Gets it to Schuster, in between the block and the elbow. Now Taylor sets it up for three. She knocks it down. Second triple in the quarter for Kaya Taylor. Hits it at 32%. The largest lead for the Wildcats at 13-7. See if Royal Valley can stop the little run here by the Wildcats. Here's Klotz up top. Nice pass over the top. Brought it fouled underneath, and she'll shoot two. What a pass. From the top of the key to inside the right block, and two free throws coming.
And she threw that. That was her teammate, but that was the thing that Royal Valley had not done lately. It has got the ball in the paint. Holton had done that, and they've got some great looks, and it's showing on the scoreboard. So Royal Valley's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a pair.
Brought us a little bit strong on the first. That was her 28th free throw attempt of the season. A 5'10 senior averaging over 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Now 59 seconds left in the quarter. 13-7 Wildcats here at home. Both teams 6 wins. Coming into this one tonight, she goes 1-for-2. That stops a little drought offensively for the Panthers. They're within 5 at 13-8. And 59 seconds left to go. No shot clock here at Holton. See how the Wildcats handle the pressure here once again. Larrison and Taylor going back and forth. They get it into the front court with tanking and then gets away from a defender, puts up a short jump shot, and knocked to the floor with Klotz, and she's slow to get up.
I was surprised there was no foul call there. She's got to go.
And Klotz didn't want to come out, but she will for a minute at least. And Central Missouri commit. Royal Valley Panthers. 45 seconds to go. Here's Wilcott on the wing right. More towards the elbow. Gets it left side to Taylor. Works it around the arc. Up top to Tanking. Puts it on the dribble left. Little three-man weave action here. Wilcott has it up top and kind of resets with 31 seconds to go. It bounces to Larison. Getting by Broadus. Wild shot. Well contested. Backside rebound for Keewon Miller. And now 24 seconds here for Royal Valley.
Royal Valley switched one man and paid dividends.
Stidham, long pass into the corner. Tanking got there to knock it out of play at 16.3. The near side, Wawasik will throw it in here for Royal Valley as the Panthers are down 5 late here in the first quarter. Here's Broadus, left side on the block, spinning to her left, puts it up, beautifully done. Broadus with 3, and it's 13-10. Just 6 seconds left here for the Wildcats. They get it up the floor, 4 seconds. Tanking dives in, gets a... Wawasik will take us to the end of the first quarter. So after 1, 8 minutes of play, the Wildcats at home leading the Royal Valley Panthers 13-10. Timeout on the floor. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Chance Link, our studio producer tonight. Appreciate Justin, Ethan, John. I'm Brandon. We got a full house, full crew on hand as we are broadcasting here from Holton High School. The Wildcats and the Panthers of Royal Valley. Our girls game after 1, 13-10, competitive across the board. Royal Valley, 4 players scoring in that first quarter, and the Wildcats in that first quarter of play.
This is one of them games. It's going to be that type of ball game, man. It's going to be knockdown, drag out, back and forth. Always an interesting Royal Valley. They were really active defensively, and then all of a sudden, Holt got a little bounce in their step with a few deflections and some pressure. So,
as we get number 2, Throssell hounded by Wilcott, and she forces a turnover on the perimeter. Not sure if I saw that. Might have called a carry.
They called
the 5 count. Okay. Either way, Wilcott's defense on the perimeter forcing a third turnover by the Panthers. 13-10 our score. Early second quarter. Wildcats with the ball and that triple lead. And now that pass is tipped. Taken away. Turnover by the Wildcats. They get it up to Wawasik. Lays it in with one hand on the right side. Wawasik with 5 and it's 13-12.
Off defense comes... Get to some offense. I think officials missed the travel there.
The Wildcats again with the basketball. Now their lead trimmed to 1. Panthers have scored the last 5 after they were down 6 late portions of the first. Schuster driving and the body foul called against Broadus, and that's going to be her second coming up here for Elizabeth Schuster.
They caused some problems for Royal Valley. Broadus picks another one up. Looks like he's going to leave her in the ballgame.
Schuster couldn't get the kind touch on the first free throw. She's 70%. Good number at the line. Leading scorer and rebounder for this Wildcats team. Going to check back in for Broadus. So bring out a forward, bring in a guard. Different lineup here for head coach David Boucher. Not quite a minute into the second quarter. And the second free throw is no good, but Wilcott able to corral it in the corner, and then the Wildcats give it away. Here's Wawasik up the floor. Correction, Keewon Miller missed the left-handed layup, and then fighting for it was Schuster underneath, and they call the tie-up with the possession going back to the Wildcats.
Great hustle play on both sides. Holden got back, just put enough pressure on, missed the layup. Could have gave it up, and here comes Royal Valley. Some man pressure, looks like, and a steal.
And another steal, this time on the inbounds, and a foul called, and Keewon Miller doing it all herself there, and she'll earn a trip to the free throw line. And they get the foul on Larison, her first and team foul number one. Well, seeing Kiwa Miller, the 6'1 freshman, for the first time during the volleyball season, was hearing a lot of rumblings about how good of a volleyball player she is, and now that is a main focus for her year-round, and even missed a game earlier in the year because of a travel tournament for her volleyball team. She hit the first free throw, has 3 points here, tied it up at 13. Her second is pure. So 4 points here in the first half for Miller, and Royal Valley right now on a 7-0 run going back to the end of the first quarter. They were down 13-7, now lead at 14. Miller, a nice move, kicks it to Larison in the corner, bumped on the perimeter, and is fouled by Panna Wawasik. Right now a 7-0 run here for the Panthers. They lead at 14-13 at 6:48 to go until halftime. Both these teams very similar numbers in terms of points scored and points allowed. And there's an illegal screen, and they get it on Lily Tanking. So a turnover by the Wildcats. That is now 6 first-half turnovers for Holton.
Well, then, you got to get set. They'll get you that one on 10 times out of 10.
Here's Stidham, left side of the floor, kicks it in the corner. Now Throssel's pass just gets to Wawasik for 3, halfway down and out. Miller the rebound, can't make the putback, and Throssel able to get another opportunity here for the Panthers. So a third opportunity after a couple of offensive rebounds. Working on Schuster. Good defense by Schuster, forcing up a tough shot. And the rebound this time finally cleared away by the Wildcats. Here's Schuster running the floor. Top. And the right back to Taylor. About 2 minutes into this second quarter, 14-13. Panthers still on a 7-0 run.
And still in a man. That's all man pressure, and that's Pate's doing his form. There's a nice back cut by...
And then curled into Schuster. Taylor hits the floor, a little slow to get up, and that's going to stop play after a beautifully fed ball there by Taylor. And that stops play again. The bucket by Schuster to give the Wildcats a lead and to stop that 7-0 run. So Taylor has to come out, and that'll bring on Taylor Siegenhagen for the first time.
She's given Holton some good minutes the last few ball games, off and on.
Here's Throssel with it. 1 point game. Wildcats in front. Wilcott got a hand on it. Nearly took it away. Now Broadus on the other end and off her fingertips and out of bounds. Perimeter defense by Brooke Wilcott, forcing some turnovers here in the first half.
I tell you what, Royal Valley keeps, they like to throw a cross court, except it's horizontal, but they're setting a back screen on the perimeter. And well, when you're starting to throw that at Wilcott's side, she is so long, she gets a lot of deflections. Holton comes up the floor.
And Stidham knocked it away from Tanking. She was trying to work it into the front court. First side, Wildcats throwing it in, leading by one, 15-14. 5:25 to go until halftime. Wilcott to throw it in, trying to find someone to dump it into. Does so here to Siegenhagen, her first touch here, just checking in a moment ago, picks it up in front of midcourt. Now Schuster up top, puts it on the dribble left. There's the back door. Nice play, shot up and good. Nicely done. The finish by Tanking, and that's her first bucket tonight. 17-14 Wildcats. Here's Wawasik, dumps it inside. Miller again on Schuster, gets it up and in over three bodies. 6'1 freshman Kiwa Miller now with 6, and it's 17-16.
She's showing her strength, and she's going to go to her left shoulder and power that thing up the right hand. Holton have to play that if they want to get her stopped.
Russell defending Tanking up top to Wilcott. Shuffled the feet a little bit, to now a whistle and a foul on the floor against Royal Valley. They wanted to travel. They did not get that call. Instead, Russell picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. And team foul number see Kaya Taylor back into the game after being shaken up a little bit ago. 4:44 until the half, 17-16. That good one here so far. Wildcats to throw it in with Taylor, right side of her own backboard, looked inside, now right side to Tanking for 3, front rim, and up in the air. Schuster, an offensive rebound to keep it alive. Now Larrison in the paint. Shot up, good defense. Keewon Miller pulls it away. It might have been partially blocked. Good job that time by the Panthers. They get it up the floor. Here's Throssell back up top to Stidham. Coming up on 4:20 to go until halftime, 17-16. Keewon Miller had it batted away from behind. Good help side defense by tanking, but the Panthers will keep the possession underneath.
That's a tough pass to throw against the zone because you got backside help, and you saw Willie Tanking come across to knock it out of bounds. Small window for that to complete.
Stidham dumps it to Throssell on the perimeter. Now a post touch. Miller again going to work. Larrison with the rejection. And then Miller hung with it but knocked that pass out of bounds. What a block shot there by Larrison with aggression. And we're going to get a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. Royal Valley takes it, and we'll step aside as well. Just over 4 minutes to go until halftime, and a good one in our girls' contest. It's Holton 17 and Royal Valley 16. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. And alongside John Holliday, Chance in the camera, Justin Floyd, and the Holton channel as well. Game about halfway through the second quarter. We've had multiple lead changes. Out of the timeout, Wildcats working up the floor, right to left against this Panther pressure with a 17-16 lead. Now settling it. Tanking was cutting. Now Will Cott in the corner. Baseline drive, and she's called for a travel. Seven turnovers here in the first.
One thing I like the Roll Valley's done is every time out, they come out with a different defense. They've showed man. They went back to the 1-3-1 full court pressure, and every time it seems like.
Past the halfway point here in the second. Gathering and hitting from a short distance. Keewon Miller, and it's 18-17. Panthers retake the lead. Klotz nearly came away with a steal on Wilcott, but she gets it into the front court. Now working around a double team. Now at the top of the key, bumped into the corner. Tanking sets, fires, air balls a three, but Larrison is right there for the rebound. Now gets caught underneath and tried to throw it into the corner, but nobody is there, and the Wildcats turn it over.
One of those plays is, if you're holding, you got to understand that the ball's on the baseline when you have somebody in that backside corner, your outlet.
Well, the Panthers have played good defense over the last couple of minutes. They have the one-point lead and the ball. Once again, a long pass, short corner left here to Miller. Puts it on the floor, goes behind the back. One-handed pass to Wawasik, who sets and fires. And it's high off the rim on a three. Miller, the rebound, sticks it up and in. 10 points and 4 rebounds here in the first half for Keewon Miller, and the Panthers' lead is 20-17.
Doesn't play like a freshman, does she?
Does not. Absolutely does not. There's Klotz, a little aggressive here on the perimeter here. Pass to Wilcott. She is bumped, and Klotz will pick up the foul. That is her first, and the final foul to give for the Panthers. So the final 2:46, Wildcats are going to be in the bonus. I've seen a ton of free throws here in the first half. Larrison to Schuster in the corner. Long pass up top here to Wilcott. Now right side on the wing to Taylor. Now 1-3-1, I feel like, is giving the Wildcats some problems. And right on cue, a pass deflected out of bounds by Klotz. Again, you look at Miller up top, listed at 6-1. You got Klotz, a four-year starter at 5-11. Active hands, Stidham, a returning starter as well. Here's Schuster on the inbounds. Over the top pass. Wilcott steps into a jump shot. It is a little bit long. Backside rebound for Wawasik. Chance to add to the lead. Good pass up the floor. And a foul on the floor is going to be two free throws as Schuster, I think, tried to set up to take the charge. But they get the foul on Schuster, and that's going to put Kewa Miller at the line, who has been really the difference in this game so far for Royal Valley, already with 10 points in the game.
You got a 6'1 freshman that can run the floor like that, strong as she is, misses the front end.
Now 2 for 3 at the line, just 44% on the year. She has already surpassed 60 free throw attempts so far this season. Trying to add to a 3-point lead, second on the way. That one no good as well. Rebound, Brooke Wilcott. 0-for-2 there for Miller, and it stays 20-17 at 2:15 to go in the half. Here's Taylor. Schuster picks it up left side on the wing, dumps it to Tanking in the corner. There's a ball fake driving in, left her feet, lost a couple, or I should say left her feet and then got bumped in the air. And the foul on Royal Valley is going to put Tanking at the line. That's going to be her second. Something to keep an eye on. We got Dosno Mills into the game as well, the 6-foot sophomore. Just more size off the bench for Coach Boucher as Tanking shoots a free throw, and that one's good. 3 points in the half for Lily Tanking, and it's 20-18. They'll bring Miller out with the two fouls to be safe. Broaddus is back in to the game, set a little bit here in the second quarter because she picked up two early fouls as well. Tanking makes the second and has 4 points in a 1-point game again, this time 20-19 at 2 minutes to go in the half. Stidham, beautiful bounce pass, but the layup is missed. Dosno Mills, the backside rebound, and then she is fouled and will shoot two. Second chance opportunities here in this quarter been kind of a difference for Royal Valley.
Well, they crashed the boards hard, and that's going to be hit the nail on the head. That's going to be a key for the rest of the night. If Royal Valley could hit some free throws right now, they're going to line a bunch.
And Mills does connect on the first free throw, her first point tonight. Makes it 21-19 Royal Valley. 1:57 to go in the half. Spins and fires, gets the touch, hits the rim a few times and falls through. 22-19 Royal Valley. And then a travel on the inbounds pass and a quick turnover by the Wildcats. They have 6 turnovers here in the quarter, 9 in the half. I think a lot of that credit goes to the Royal Valley defense here.
It does, and that's been a Holton bugaboo since the start of the season.
Stidham fires a deep three and a block shot again by Larrison out of bounds after the rebound was pulled down by Wawasik. Larrison with a couple big blocks here in the first half, but the Panthers have the possession at 1:47 to go, leading by 3. Stidham trying to direct traffic, dumps it into the backcourt here with Broaddus. And holding it right side on the wing, Larrison defending. They go over the top, gets it around a couple of white jerseys and a double team.
Wow, what a move.
Slicing her way through was Wawasik to get to the rack for 2 points, and it's 24-19 Royal Valley. And now Klotz comes away with a steal. Here's a 2-on-2 break. Stidham up, no good, but a foul. John, that's 7 turnovers here in the quarter by the Wildcats, leading to some transition opportunities for Royal Valley.
Well, that's the thing that... You know, Holton's had a lot of turnovers, but a lot of times they haven't had to pay for them. Right now, Royal Valley's making them pay with buckets.
Well, Stidham makes the first free throw. She's got her first point here in the half, makes it 25-19. Panthers have really controlled this second quarter after they were down 3 at the end of 1. Second free throw no good. Chasing it down, Samantha Klotz with an offensive rebound to keep it alive. Here is Wawasik, a 3. That one is too strong, tipped into the hands of Kaya Taylor. So Royal Valley, possession, they can't do so with 1:15 to go. Here's Siegenhagen up top, knifing through the defense, kicks it to 3. That one keeps into the lane and is fouled on the floor. We got free throws. For Royal Valley with 2 fouls each staff. Wawasik brought it. Taylor's first. 40% foul shooter so far this season. She's got 7 here in the first half. She knocked down a couple of threes early. It's within 25-20. Just over a minute to go in the and she got them both. So 8 first half points for Kaya Taylor, and it's left side for 3. Knocked it. Russell, not known to shoot it. Just 1 of 13 from behind the arc this season, and she knocks out only a 7-point press. Will rim for 2. Here to Will Bucket, and back to 30. Blocked. Back door. Broadus for shot. And tipped out of bounds. Play at 26.5. Teams have picked it up here, but right now, Rose on 5. Nearly taken away by Segan. Dasso Mills gets it off to Broadus here, right side on the wing. Back up top to Sidham. Now 19 seconds to work. See what they draw up. They work a screen. Right side kick, Broadus, lost it in the corner. Lassie closing out. They get it inside. Backdoor pass. Another block shot by Wilcott. Now Mills trying to get it outside, and they turn it over.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they launched it way too quick.
Way too early.
Well, there were still a few seconds for the Wildcats to get up the floor. And maybe just not seeing the clock, thought they didn't have as much time. Now picked up by Stidham. She's got a second. Will she get a shot up? That's going to be a little bit tardy, and that takes us to the end of the first half. Well, Holton, they led 13-10 after one. And after the second quarter of play, it's Royal Valley 28 and the Wildcats 23. Halftime show, it's brought to you by Highland. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime show begins after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls game at the half here tonight on KNZA. Back and forth affair between Royal Valley here on the road at Holton and the Panthers here on the road, a 28-23 lead. Holton actually led the game 13-10 after one, but an 18-10 advantage for the Panthers in quarter number two has them out to a five-point advantage. Two quarters in the books. Again, John, Justin, Chance, Ethan, Brandon, all with you here across KNZA and the Holton channel as well. Well, Johnny, look at the game so far. I think kind of the difference in that second quarter was that defense by Royal Valley. You know, seven of the Holton 10 first half turnovers came in that second quarter, leading out to transition opportunities.
Well, they had several transition opportunities, but Holton also dodged the bullet. You know, one was they scored in transition. They got another stop, and they had a foul. And Dillon made one of two on the free throws, and then they got an offensive rebound, and they missed that one. So Royal Valley could have really stretched this thing. Had they hit a couple shots and hit a couple free throws. But really nice Royal Valley team. They do some things really. They're athletic. They're long. We had a youngster that really looks impressive. You know, this, you said you've had a chance to see him. This is the first time I've had. You know, she's got a lot of growth in the basketball realm. I mean, she's a left shoulder shooter. She's going to turn. She's strong. But if she gets her feet set, she can elevate and hit a bucket. She's got the touch. She's got good hands. I'm sure that's the volleyball that she has in her. She runs the floor extremely well. And when she went to the bench, Roll Valley didn't lose a lot. They hung on there. Yeah, I thought maybe that would turn and Holt would go on a run. But, to Roll Valley's credit, that didn't happen. And, you know, they just got to continue they've got to get the ball in the paint, get paint touches. They've got to get Elizabeth Schuster in. You know, she's only got 4 points going into the game. She's such a good passer that she's got some kick out if she would get the ball there. You know, right now, Kaya Taylor's keeping them in. She's hit two threes and two free throws, and her 8 points have been fresh air for Holton tonight.
Yeah, Royal Valley, again, we mentioned Keewon Miller, the freshman, 10 points and 4 first-half rebounds, leading the charge for the Panthers. Panawa Wasik with 7. Then they got 3 apiece from Kibo Throssell, Athena Broaddus, 2 apiece from Samantha Klotz, and Dazzo Mills, also 1 point from Avery Stidham. We mentioned Kaya Taylor, 2 threes, 8 points in the first half. For the 5'4 senior guard for the Wildcats, they got 5 from Brooke Wilcott, 4 from Lily Denking, also 4 from Elizabeth Schuster, and then 2 points from Becca Lassie. Those stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. You can visit the member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton, with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Again, that is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Girls halftime score, Royal Valley 28 and Holton 23. Another timeout, second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital. Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank in Holton. What we're truly known for is being an in-house lender. We have a suite of our own loan products that may fall outside of the traditional lending guidelines. Our most popular loan products, small she sheds or man caves for the backyard, barn dominiums, rental rehabs, and investment property flips. Reach out to us here at the Farmers State Bank and we'll guide you in the right direction.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Our girls game getting ready to start the second half. And for Royal Valley, they hold on to a five-point lead here on the road at Holton, 28-23. John, as we look at the second half, keys, adjustments maybe for both sides, starting with Holton down by five.
Well, Holton's just, you know, they're not doing a very good job on the defensive glass. Royal Valley's had several opportunities on second, third chance points. They've got to continue to get back in transition. Biggest thing for Holton, though, is the thing that's been affecting them the whole time is take care of the basketball. You know, and this is Royal Valley team's a team that can make you pay with layups and turnovers and getting to the foul line. They've got to take care of the basketball. We've already talked, you know, their offense has got to go through Liz Schuster. If you're Royal Valley, you know, I really like the fact that they changed. They've showed man-to-man. They've showed 1-3-1 zone. They're long. They get some deflections. They're not afraid to jack the three. I was kind of surprised to look at the stats in the first half that they only hit. I had only for 2 3-pointers, and they sure shot a lot more than that. But the thing about that is when that ball goes up and they go to the glass, that's just like a pass. So, you know, they've got a nice five-point lead, but they've got to keep the defensive intensity up. You know, you can see when Holt made a little run, they got stagnant, their feet quit moving, their hands came down, and they've got to have that body language if they're going to play that style of basketball. That's got to stay for them for the next 16 minutes.
Yeah, Holton, 7 of their 10 first-half turnovers in the second quarter. Royal Valley did a good job, only 5 turnovers in the first half unofficially. Both teams, 14 team rebounds. Royal Valley, 6 of 10 at the line. Wildcats were 5 of 7. At the free throw line as we get set to start the second half here on KNZA and the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So Royal Valley now going from right to left as we sit courtside. Panthers in the road black uniforms, purple numerals trimmed in white. The opening possession with a five-point lead as we start the third quarter. So it looks like the Wildcats have come out in a zone defense and they force an early turnover. 3-on-1 break there and a shot missed. Schuster the rebound. Skips it up and in. Thought maybe they were going to call the foul as Taylor went up with some contact, but Schuster able to gather the miss and put it up and in to get the Wildcats within 3.
And Holt giving Royal Valley a taste of their own medicine. Deflection and a run out.
You see the Wildcats extending out their pressure defense here as Miller's pass deflected. Well, Wasik got a look in the corner, missed everything but air. And it was saved underneath, but last touch by Klotz, and I guess she was on the out-of-bounds line, so it's going back to the Wildcats. So the Wildcats have ramped up the pressure here early on in this third quarter, gotten a couple stops, and back to within 3. Here's Larrison back to Taylor. Panthers just backing off that pressure a little bit. Taylor into the front court. Guarded by Stidham. Panthers here man-to-man to start. Schuster in the corner left, works around the perimeter. Free throw line pass tipped. Wawasik is able to get the steal. Wants to go coast to coast. Took the body, drew the foul, and will shoot 2.
There's that length. They got a deflection. They switched, went man-to-man that possession, which is why they didn't have quite as much pressure.
That's going to be Tanking's 3rd foul. Just a minute plus into this third period as Wawasik gets her first opportunity at the line. The sophomore knocks in the first, 51% at the line, has 8 points tonight. That was her 44th free throw attempt of the season. So, again, Tankin picking up her 3rd. So, quick sub here for the Wildcats as Doney is into the game. Wawasik's 2nd free throw, hits off the rim, no good. Schuster the rebound. 5 rebounds now for Schuster. It's 29-25 Panthers, just getting going third quarter. Here's Taylor, left side to Wilcott. Got the brace on the right knee. Larrison, post move, can't make the shot left side. Brought us the backside rebound and then tied up, and that's going to be a possession arrow, and getting that possession back is going to be the Wildcat. So Broadus got the rebound and then was immediately tied up. So Holton saving that possession there. Trying to get it in. Still trying to get it in. Larrison has it. Knocked into the corner. Closed out by Wawasik. Now trying to get it back up top to Doney. Does so. Now Schuster in the paint. Curling. Firing. Can't make the shot. Wilcott jumps in there for the rebound. Picks it up and in through traffic. Brooke Wilcott 7 points, and it's a two-point game at 29-27.
And that's twice the Holton scored on offensive rebounds in this half already. So Holton doing the job on the glass.
And that pass taken away by Taylor. They were looking in the corner, and we talked about how good Royal Valley was not turning it over in the first half. They already got three turnovers here in the third quarter. A little extra fight here for the Wildcats. Down two minutes into this third quarter. Stoney has the touch up top. Working on Stidham. Hands it off to Larrison. Guarded by Miller. Stops at the top of the key. Closed out quickly. Back to Wilcott between the rings. Working on the dribble. Right side on the wing. Backed up top. The reset. Wildcats just trying to find something here against this man-to-man pressure by the Panthers. Here's that post touch. Talking to Schuster. Shot up. Missed everything. But saved by Larrison. Right to Schuster for two. How about that play? Schuster now with eight. And we're deadlocked at 29.
Got to give Laura Larrison the credit on the hustle play. Second chance points.
In the third quarter, first 3 minutes, dominated by the Wildcats. They're back in this thing, tying it up, forcing another turnover here. Chance to take the lead. Taylor thought about it. Instead, short corner to Wilcott. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Good matchup there with Wilcott and Klotz. Here's Taylor. Ball faking on the wing left and directing traffic. They'll reset. So once down five at the half. And Wildcats have tied it up. Going inside to Schuster. Now Larrison on the right block. Bumped up. Turns it over. Steal by Stidham. 4:45 to go in the quarter. We're deadlocked at 29. Taylor knocked it out of bounds. Good defense on Stidham. And the Panthers resetting here. And David Boucher wants a timeout. 30 seconds. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout brought to you by Schlegel. Homegrown popcorn of Whiting. 29-29 tie at 4:42 to go, quarter number three. So the Wildcats, again, we talked about the turnovers and maybe their second quarter issues and just kind of a different, I don't know, pep in their step here to come back and tie this game early.
Well, there's no question. And, you know, the thing that Royal Valley has had very few shots, you know, and they've had very few deflections. And so their offense hasn't gotten going. Another thing is, you know, because they don't get any shots, no offensive rebounds. Holton's done a great job defensively, and the deflections are over. Royal Valley likes to throw a cross-court pass, and Holton just kind of sitting on that, and they're running through it. And you may see Holton with another run out or two if that continues.
And the Panthers only had 5 turnovers in the first half. They already have 4 turnovers here in the first 3-plus minutes of the third, so that has certainly not helped their cause. Once a 5-point lead at the half is now tied at 29-all. As we're back to it, Panthers' chance to retake the lead. Post-touch, Quad, just like that, flips it up and in. So Coach Boucher drawing one up for the senior post. And 31-29, now the lead is the Wildcats break the press, but Klotz coming back and saving that potentially from being an easy layup and deflecting it out of bounds. So Wildcats will keep. Here's Taylor to throw it in. Underneath the basket, into the corner, Schuster. Now a touch for Wilcott, bouncing it to Larrison. She'll put it on the dribble in the paint. Shot off the window, no good. And clocks the rebound for Royal Valley. Panthers by 2, about the halfway points of the third quarter. 31-29 our score. As Wawasik gets it off to Throssell. Touch inside, it's Miller. Quickly doubled, turning, firing it out. Wawasik open for 3, little bit strong. And Schuster able to nab the rebound for the Wildcats. Schuster now 6 rebounds here in this ballgame. Here's Doney, left side up top. Now we see the Panthers going back to that 1-3-1. So they've already mixed up their defenses here in the third quarter. Trying to keep the Wildcats off balance. Looks like it has thrown them off here at least a little bit. Now Larrison, a decent look inside, and she's bumped and fouled. She'll shoot 2. So it looked like the Wildcats were just trying to figure out what to do there, and ultimately they get free throws.
Well, one thing they've really made a concerted effort to do is to get Elizabeth Schuster some touches in the paint. Got the ball on a high-low look. Laura Larson's go to the line to shoot a pair. But Roll Valley's got them, like you said. He's got them trying to figure out where we need to go and what they need to do.
First free throw missed by Larison, her first opportunity at the line tonight. Averaging over 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Her six-year head coach, Kurt Heisler, and the Wildcats, again, a record of 6-6. Royal Valley came in with a record of 6-5. The difference in league play with the Wildcats at 3-2 and the Panthers at 1-4. So Larison goes 0-2. The Panthers by 2 with the ball back at under 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Wawasik diving in from the left wing, throws up a shot, banks it in. Wawasik now into double figures with 10, joining Kiwa Miller, and it's 33-29. Back to a 4-point lead for Royal Valley. There's Larison into the front court, stopping on the wing, kicks it up top to Taylor. Now Schuster will try a deep three, nothing but net. How about that? Elizabeth Schuster from downtown. Doesn't shoot it much, but when she does, she can knock it down.
Her game's improved a lot this past season. There's a long cross-court pass for a three ball.
Well, Wawasik answers right back. A three of her own. She's got the last 5 for Royal Valley and 13 in the game. And the lead back to 4 for Royal Valley at 36-32. At about 2.5 minutes to go. So both teams picking up the pace here on both ends of the floor. Here's Doney, closed out by Miller. Wilcott now in the corner, closed out by Wawasik. Long skip pass to Taylor right side. Thought about it, but Throssel closing out. Now Schuster, free throw line jump shot, barely grazed the rim. Larison, an offensive rebound. Now it's knocked away, out of bounds. Or did they say it was a foul?
I think they got Laura Larison coming from out of bounds.
Okay.
Inbounds touched it, so it's going to be. I'm not sure how you stat that one. But,
Royal Valley basketball.
Royal Valley basketball. That's how you stat it. So.
That's how you stat it. Change your possession. Right now the Panthers by 4 at 2:15 and counting in the third quarter.
Well, Wussick's taking over the Royal Valley scoring load. We have yet to see Miller with anything.
Well, they go to Miller on the elbow left. Quickly triple team that left. Well, Wussick wide open for 3, and they better put a body on her because that's another 3. She's got 16, 9 in the quarter, and the lead all of a sudden is 7 at 39-32 Royal Valley. And now clock's reading it and taking away that pass. Miller for 2. All the momentum the last couple minutes to the road team, and it's 41-32, their largest lead of the game. Here's Wilcott into the front court, sidestepping, rejected by Broaddus, and a rebound to Wawasik. Wawasik far side pushing the tempo. 90 seconds left in the quarter. It's been all Royal Valley this last 90 seconds, 2 minutes or so. Over the top, Miller inside, bumped, backing on the block, tough shot through traffic, tipped out of bounds off the mitt, and it's going back to the Wildcats. Now, they're certainly trying to find Miller inside, but you see the Wildcats, 2-3 jerseys around her each time. But that last Wawasik 3, you had 3 bodies collapse on Miller inside. Beautiful pass to the right wing, and a very good 3-point shooter was left wide open.
Now I'm wondering how soon it's going to take to put Miller and Wawasik on the same side. Boy, you get that, there's no way to double either one of them.
Here's tanking a hard drive, trying to beat the press. She left the shot short now. Bodies fighting inside. It's going to be a jump ball in the possession arrow. Going to give it back to Royal Valley with just over a minute to go in the quarter, now leading by 9. This is at quite a few ebbs and flows for both these teams. It's been up and down for both throughout, but right now it's up for Royal Valley, leading by 9, their largest lead of the game. Taylor, good defense on Throssel, knocking it out of bounds with 56 seconds left in the quarter. Here is Wawasik, the leading scorer in this game with 16. She's got 9 here in the quarter. That pass tipped away and a steal. 5 turnovers in the quarter by the Panthers. Here's Wilcott stopping, popping, and banking it in left side. 9 for Brooke Wilcott, and it's 41-34 at 42 seconds left in the quarter. Klotz, free throw line. Another tip pass and taken away once again, this time by Doney. Now the Wildcats can play for the final shot here in the quarter at 30 seconds to go. This would be a nice end if the Wildcats can get some points here. They get it into the corner. Now Taylor firing a 3. Got it. Kaya Taylor from downtown. Her 3rd triple and 11 points for her. And just like that, a 5-0 spurt here for the Wildcats. They're back to within 4. 12 seconds left here in the quarter. Here's Throssel. Left side, 1 dribble left. Now Dosno Mills. throwing it away. Another Royal Valley turnover. 3 seconds. Wilcott coast to coast, stopping, popping, missing, fighting for her own rebound, and couldn't get one up in time to close the quarter. But the momentum, the last 60 seconds to the Wildcats, and we got a 4-point game going into the final 8 minutes. Royal Valley leading this one 41-37. Back after a timeout for fourth quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, expected a good one tonight across the board, and that is what we got going into the fourth quarter. Our girls game, it's Royal Valley 41, Holton 37. And with a 14-13 Wildcat advantage in quarter number three, Wildcats started strong. Panthers went on a little run middle part of that quarter. Wildcats closed the quarter with a little momentum and a 4-point game, with the Wildcats trailing in the first possession here in this final 8 minutes. There's that zone. They move it well. Tanking a three, and she knocks it down. Tanking with seven, her first triple tonight, and it's a 1-point game at 41-40. Here's Wawasik, who had nine in the quarter. And our first foul, the fourth quarter, going against Kaya Taylor, her first.
Well, right on cue, after your ebbs and flows, we had an ebb and flow.
That's right.
And this game has gone back and forth. It's been a good high school basketball game, a turnover Royal Valley.
Boy, right.
Forced turnover. You can't have those in a game like this.
Well, the Panthers had just five turnovers in the first half. That was their eighth second-half turnover. Once led by nine in the third quarter, and now Klotz tips it away to force a steal. Missed layup. Offensive rebound, no. So Wawasik had a chance, missed it. Kewan Miller following and bumped on that next opportunity, and she'll shoot two. As Doni picked up her third foul. Well, defense leading to offense once again. This time Miller, who was quiet in the third quarter, just 2 of her 12 in that third quarter. Chance to add, and the first free throw is good. Now 3 of 5 at the line tonight, 13 points, right at her season average. 42-40 Royal Valley, 7:21 left in the game. And her second is good as well. So Wawasik and Miller have 30 of the 43 Royal Valley points here tonight. They lead it by 3.
And that's a freshman and a sophomore.
Yep. Two good ones for sure. There is a bump on Schuster near midcourt. And that is going to be the third foul on Miller. Well, she picked up two early in the first half, spent a little time late in that second quarter on the bench, but had been good in that regard. But something to keep in mind with still over 7 minutes to go in the game. Here is Wilcott diving in from the free throw line, bouncing it out to Doni on the right wing, trying to go right back inside to Wilcott, lost the footing, threw it up to Schuster,
got it, and one.
What a pass, halfway down on her knees, Wilcott the assist. Schuster with the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Stidham picked up her second foul, but what an effort play by the senior, Brooke Wilcott. Schuster, 9 of her 13 here in the second half. Well, we said she had to get going in the second half. She certainly has, but missing that free throw attempt. So it stays a 1-point Royal Valley lead at 6:50 to go.
Liz Schuster's 0 for 3 from the line. Boy, that's something you don't see from her very often. Great free throw shooter.
70% coming in, but 0 for 3 tonight. Here's Bronis, top of the key. Right side pass. There's Wawasik. Got a good look. This time missing. Rebound, though, for Kiwa Miller on the backside. Now Bronis, an elbow jump shot. She got that one to go. Athena Bronis now with 5, her second made bucket, and it's 45-42 Royal Valley. Tanking up the floor, sidestepping, shooting. Couldn't get the bounce. And a rebound for Quats, but taken away by Wilcott, and one! So Quats, the rebound, the turnover, and the foul, and Wilcott a chance for 3.
That was just a soft pass, you know, getting all that work, getting a defensive rebound, and you soften the basketball, and Brooke Wilcott will make you pay for that as she goes the line for the old-fashioned.
Has a chance to tie it, and she does. She gets the kind touch. 12 points for Brooke Wilcott, 45-45 tie, just north of 3 minutes, six minutes, to go in this game. Here is Wawasik, right side on the wing, closed down by Wilcott. They get it back up top the clock, long pass, tanking went for the steal, left Miller open, she can't make the shot, gets her own rebound by Schuster, flips it up and in. How about 16 for Kiwa Miller? Another rebound. She's got 8 rebounds in the game, and it's 47-45 Panthers. Here's that press once again. The Wildcats get it up the floor, over the top of it. Wilcott knifing, getting up there. A lot of contact, offensive foul. That'll be the first foul on Wilcott, and a turnover by the Wildcats. Kind of a late call by the official. A good defense by Royal Valley, getting it back, leading by 2. And then Coach Heisler wants a TO here, so they're going to call it. We'll step aside as well. 47-45, Royal Valley, a good one brewing just south of 6 minutes to go in the game. Back after this here on KNZA.
What they say, get what you pay for. But, honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Broadcast here on KNZA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications, RainbowCell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We expected a good game here tonight, and we have certainly gotten that to this point. Girls contest, Royal Valley 47, Holton 45. Two teams trying to snap little losing streaks. Wildcats trying to snap a 3-game skid. Royal Valley trying to snap a 2-game skid. Both teams 6 wins, looking for number 7.
Hey, both these teams are playing hungry. They're coming after it. They're getting after it. It's been a great high school girls basketball game for this up to this last 540. Hopefully it continues because this has been a great one.
See what Coach Boucher draws up for his team out of the Wildcat timeout. Wildcats in a zone defense out of that timeout. As Broadus has it, over to Stidham, dumps it down on the block, quickly doubled. Miller threw it up, threw bodies, couldn't get it to go, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with Royal Valley. So certainly doing everything they can to get Miller in the post, even fighting through the length of Wilcott and Schuster, but able to keep it after the tip pass out of bounds.
Well, that's something you're going to see this freshman. She works on her game at all, so you're going to have to come back to her left hand or come back to the left side. Her shoulder will go to the left and come back right because she really – the double came to her right hand as she turns over her left shoulder.
47-45 Royal Valley. They got to get out of it before a 5 count, and now Wolosik with the touch. And Bronis had to give it right back to her on the right wing. About 3 minutes in, still 5 to go in this fourth quarter. Oh, what a pass by Broadus, but Klotz missing the shot inside, and then Wilcott Miller tied up on the rebound attempt. Into possession arrow keeps it here with Royal Valley. With Broadus from the right wing to the right block, just darting a pass head high to Klotz and just might have caught her off guard, threw it a little bit strong over the bucket. Here's Klotz, head of the circle, right side it goes to Wawasik. 16 for Wawasik, 16 for Miller. Leading the way for Royal Valley. Lengthy possession here for the Panthers. Here's Klotz. Pass tipped. Wilcott steals. So after all that, a turnover by Royal Valley. Chance to tie or take the lead here for the Wildcats. Set it up top with Taylor. Left side to Doney. Wing-to-wing passing right now. Doney left side. Back to Taylor. Short corner right. This is Wilcott. Dumps it into Schuster. Back out to Taylor. Kicks it to Doney. Pass to the right corner. Taylor trying to get there. And before it got too out of control, Coach Heisler wants to call a timeout at the 30, but we'll keep it right here. And 4:17 left in the game, 47-45. It seems like the defense for both sides really making these two teams work on the offensive end here down the stretch.
Well, you got that. Both offenses are just a little tentative right now. They're hesitant. They don't want to make a bad pass. And, you know, that was something Royal Valley, they just threw it up in the first half and paid dividends for them. And right now they've been a little more patient, a little longer possession. And by doing that, you know, that last one, you got the ball high post, which is a great place. If you throw it out Brooke Wilcott's side, it's going to be a steal, and you're going to be lucky if it's not a steal and a dunk.
47-45, Royal Valley's got 16 apiece from Panawawasik and Kiwa Miller. And then for the Wildcats, they have three in double figures. Schuster with 13, Wilcott with 12, and Taylor with 11. So balance across the board, a two-point game, 4:17 to go. Panthers 47, Wildcats 45 out of the timeout. This is Wildcat basketball. Wilcott left side. Taylor lost it. Now Wilcott bouncing it to Tanking. Short corner right. Goes down by Broadus. Dumps it inside. Wilcott got deep positioning inside and drew the foul. She'll shoot two.
Well, Brooke Wilcott's an athlete. She's strong, and that's something that you've seen Holton do. They put her down on the block and isolate her down there and try to get her the basketball. She's going to out-jump most people.
They got the foul on Klotz. That is her third. And the fourth team foul is Wilcott missing the first free throw. So the next foul by Royal Valley will put the Wildcats at the line. And on the other side, Wildcats have one foul to give. That's final 4:04. And she missed them both, and a rebound for Broadus. Big opportunity there, and it stays the Royal Valley two-point lead at 47-45. Officially past the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Miller on the block, up top, Wawasik a three, that time not there, fighting for the rebound is Tanking, and a tie-up is called. Klotz got her hands on it, but Tanking did a good job there. Oh, and Doney's got a cut under the left eye. Has to go to the locker room, which means Larison's going to come in. Well, you don't see that too often.
No, you haven't.
Just a straight cut under the eye. And
might have been
taking it like
nose.
A champ, too.
Yeah, might have been a bloody nose that she moved up there.
So Larison comes in for Doney. The Wildcats earning the possession back on the tie-up. They're down two at 3:40 to go. There's that press again being applied by Royal Valley. Larison into the front court. They got numbers here and a shot up no, but a foul. And if they get clocked, that's going to be her fourth. And no, they're going to get it on Broadus. So Broadus, Clock, and Miller all with three fouls right now for the Panthers. Still 3.5 minutes to go and a chance here for Tanking at the line to tie it. And the first free throw goes there. She's now 3-for-3 at the line and has 8 points. And it's 47-46 at 3:32 to go. Banking the 5'8 junior, 3.4 points per game, nearly 3 rebounds a game as well, 57% at the line. But she's 4-for-4 tonight, has 9 points, and we're deadlocked at 47 with 3.5 minutes to go. Wildcats going zone here. Wawasik up top. Left side, Stidham. Thought about it. Kept the feet down. Now skipping. Brought his short corner right. Looking for Klotz at the elbow. And Klotz pointing out to the perimeter to reset. And Wawasik moving it quickly. Stidham. Hard drive. Floater. Short front rim. Brought it there. And she puts it up and in off the putback. And a timeout for Coach Boucher. So an offensive rebound for Athena Broadus. And a quick put back to give the Panthers the lead back at 49-47 at 3:05 to go. 30-second timeout. Again, we'll keep it right here.
Well, there was that offensive rebound when Royal Valley made hay with in the first half. They throw it up and go get it. And you got the same situation now. They do such a great job, especially on the backside of really crashing boards. You know, they don't shoot the ball that well. So go get a rebound, you know, and that's worked well for them.
And our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. We're live on KNZA, also the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. This was a Holton three-point lead after one. Royal Valley led by 5 at halftime. Royal Valley's lead was 4 going into the fourth quarter, and right now their lead is 2 at 3:05 to go. 49-47. So out of the timeout, let's see what both these coaches dial up. Looks like the Panthers will stick with a little pressure here in the full court. Final 3 minutes of this game. Larison back to Taylor. Getting it across the midcourt line. Now tanking right side on the wing. Hesitating, skipping into the left corner. Taylor working it back up top. 2:45 to go. 2-point game. Now Taylor just trying to direct a little traffic, finds it into the hands of Wilcott. Larison at the free throw line. Schuster inside, layup for 2. That's well done offensively. And now 15 for Schuster. We're tied at 49.
Well, that high low look, something we've seen Holton do a lot of this year, especially when you get Laura Larison at the top of the key. She does a nice job finding her teammates.
And now Clock turning it over, tried to wrap a pass underneath to Miller. And it goes out of bounds, so the Panthers turn it over at 2:19 to go, and now a tie game. The Wildcats have a chance to take the lead here late. Big possession for the Wildcats. Pressure in the half court. They get it into the front court with tanking all the way underneath the bucket. Tried to reverse one up and maybe tried to draw a foul. Didn't get it, and a rebound for Clot. So the Wildcats can't take advantage. 2 minutes to go in a tie game. It's 49-49. Panthers with the ball. Open. Miller. Layup good.
Nice pass by Stidham.
Yeah, Stidham nicely done. She averages 3 assists a game. And Miller now with 18. 51-49. Panthers, 1:45 to go. And a timeout. Kurt Heisler and the Wildcats. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. Less than 2 minutes left. We got ourselves a 2-point game. Royal Valley trying to win one on the road. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys girls game has been fun here tonight at Holton. Royal Valley trying to hold on. They lead at 51-49, 1:40 to go in this game. Full house, full crew, John, Chance, Ethan, Justin, Brandon all with you here across the board. Out of this timeout, what do you think Kurt Heisler's drawing up for his Wildcats down two?
Well, I like his high-low look that he just got with Laura Larson, Liz Schuster, see if he comes back to that. But he's got a lot of options. You can put Brooke Wilcott in paint. I like that. He got a kick out if Kaya Taylor can get her feet set on three ball. He's got a lot. 4 kids could really score the basketball here.
Here we go. Out of the timeout, 1:40 and counting. 2-point game. Wildcats trailing with the ball, and they turn it over. No, it's on the floor. Taylor able to gather in the corner, so they survive that. And Taylor resets. Boy, that was almost disastrous for the Wildcats.
Let's say, put Brooke Wilcott to high post.
Some defense right now. Miller got a hand on it.
She got it.
Fighting for it. Took it away. Coast to coast. Layup good. 20 for Kewan Miller. And they lead it by 4. And the Wildcats turn it over on the inbound pass. It couldn't have got much worse there for Holton. With the ball down 2, a turnover bucket, and then another turnover. So now the Panthers by 4 with the ball at 71 seconds left. Now the Wildcats do have a foul to give, but how quickly do you work on defense?
Well, if you're going to take the foul here, you really got to go through somebody. They go man-to-man immediately out of the timeout or out of the dead ball play, and here it comes. They're going to play keep away.
And no reason, no shot clock here. We're under a minute now. 58 seconds and counting. Panthers with the ball and a 4-point lead. Broadus hands it off to Stidham. How long do they go before the foul? Trying to force the turnover. Stidham continuing to dribble along the perimeter. It's down to 45. Broadus nearly had it knocked away. They get it back to Clot. 42 seconds. Wilcott went for the steal. Gets it back to Broaddus. Under 40 seconds to go now.
He's jumped the ball screen here.
Broaddus
off. Get it here.
There's a foul. Thought maybe Royal Valley was going to burn a timeout there. They do not. Instead, the foul called. So that's going to be on Wilcott, her second. So the next foul puts Royal Valley at the line. But, John, they took off over 30 seconds right there.
Well, Royal Valley has to be happy with that situation. Now they got to get the ball inbounds. They're struggling with it.
Yeah, Stidham needs to throw it in. Does so. Little dump down to Wawasik. Now Miller doubled. Lost it. Schuster tied her up. But the possession arrow is going to keep it here. Boy, Schuster nearly forced a turnover. But now just 27 seconds to work, and you're down 4 points. So the Wildcats don't have much more time to work here. They got to try to get a steal or get a pretty quick foul. Stidham dumps it in on the block. Wawasik back out to Stidham. 24 seconds. Now Plott started by Schuster. Down to 20. There's the foul finally. Precious time running off there and down to just 19 seconds left. And big free throws here for Royal Valley. Kai Taylor picks up the second foul, and that's going to put Stidham at the line, who's, well, at least on paper, probably someone you want on the line if you're the Wildcats, but big opportunity here for her, and she gets the shooter's touch and gives Royal Valley a 5-point lead at 19.1 seconds left. That's just the second point tonight for Stidham. All of it at the line. She missed the second rebound for Siegenhagen, and now just 15 seconds. Wildcats have to work quickly. Here's tanking, ball faking, bumped and fouled by Klotz, went diving into her in the corner. I don't think Coach David Boucher really liked that scenario because it stops the clock and puts the Wildcats at the line for two. That's the fourth as well on Klotz, so just 11 seconds to go, but the Panther lead is 5 at 54-49. Tanking crucial free throws for her at the line. And her first is no good. She was 4-for-4 until that one. So it stays a 5-point game at 11.3 seconds left. And she got that one to go and a timeout for Holton as they are down 4 with just 11 seconds to go. It is a full timeout, but this late in the game, we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Well, John, really the difference, you kind of look at this game, there was that possession about a minute or two ago, out of a timeout, Holton with the ball, down 2, they turn it over, leads to an easy bucket, they're quickly down 4, and then right on the inbounds, they turn it over, and since then, they have not really been quite the same.
No, they haven't. It's the type of game that Holton doesn't play. They don't play fast very well. And, give Royal Valley the credit. They had a tie ball game, not too long ago, and they get a bucket, and then all of a sudden the Super Frost comes through, gets a steal and a layup. And it's a lot easier to play when you're up 4 as opposed to up 1 or 2. And Holton's got to face guard and get an immediate foul on the inbounds play. They can't let time run off the clock. And as if Royal Valley gets the ball in, they're trying to play keep away. Any second they get off gets them that much closer to victory.
Just 11.3 seconds left. Panthers will have the ball, having to go the full length of the floor. But you're right, if it's not a steal for the Wildcats, it's got to be an immediate foul. And then you're just hoping for the Panthers to miss some free throws. And again, time is running short for the Wildcats here. And we're down 4 going into the fourth, and they're down 4 now with 11 seconds to go. It will be Broaddus to throw it in. Wildcats face guarding everything. Broaddus can move from side to side, works right, bouncing it into Miller. They need to foul. There it is. The tanking picks up the foul, her fourth. It takes off 1.2, now down to 10.1, and free throws for the freshman, Kiwa Miller, who has been just dynamite tonight with 20 points and 8 rebounds. Now it's a chance to help her team close out a big league win on the road. And her first on the way, a little bit strong. So it stays a 4-point game, just 10 seconds though for the Wildcats, so they got to get something up quick.
a chance to get it to a five-point game. And Miller does. She's got 21 to lead all scores. 55-50, just 7 seconds here. They got to get a quick shot up. Tanking along two from the corner. It's an air ball. Wilcott just throws it up in desperation, but it hit the top. And that's going to be waved off, even though it went in. And just a second left in the game, and the Panthers are going to pull this one out on the road. What a ball game we had here in our first of two tonight. Broadus chucks it in to Klotz at midcourt. And the Panthers get a monstrous league win on the road, defeating Holton by a final score of 55-50. A lot to digest. Our postgame show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Panthers on the road, win it by five. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And alongside Chance Link, studio producer, John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan behind the camera on the Holton Channel, Brandon Samuel with you as well. I'm KNCA, expecting good ones tonight. Well, certainly, John, in game one, that is exactly what we got. This was just back and forth throughout. Holton certainly had some opportunities down the stretch, but it was the Panthers on the road in a hostile environment holding on for a five-point win.
Well, give Rome Valley all the credit. You know, they made the plays late in the game, the hustle plays. You know, we got to Broadus gets a stick back. It's a tie ball game. Rome Valley gets a shot up for the left side of the floor, and Broadus is by herself on the backside with an offensive rebound and stick back. Gives Roll Valley a quick 2-point lead late, and then all of a sudden, Kahwee Miller with a steal on the layup to give the Roll Valley Panthers that 4-point cushion that's all they needed just to hang on. And then Holton could never answer the bell and get a shot to fall and never they hit a free throw late. That was all they could muster against this Roll Valley defense. Roll Valley showed they're young. You know, they're an extremely young team with their two leading scorers, a freshman and a sophomore, and they're athletic. And but we were treated to a fantastic high school girls basketball game, 55-50. A lot of points getting up and down, and it really wasn't an up and down game. It was mostly a half court game, but well played on both sides.
Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tech Management Group. Looking at the Royal Valley individual numbers in this game, talk about the top two scorers for the Panthers tonight, a freshman and a sophomore. Kewa Miller, the 6'1 freshman, 21 points, 8 rebounds, big plays all throughout the game. Panna Wawasik as well had 16 points, 9 of those 16 in the third quarter. That was certainly a leading charge for the Panthers in that frame. Bina Broaddus, we mentioned a big bucket from her late. She had 7 in the game. Samantha Klotz, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 as well from Avery Stidham and Dosno Mills. On the other side, the Wildcats had 4 players in double figures, led by the All-League All-State honoree from a year ago, Elizabeth Schuster, 15 points and 6 rebounds. They also got 12 from Brooke Wilcott and 11 from Kaya Taylor, and Lily Tanking chipping in with 10 as well. Some of the team numbers for Royal Valley, 15 turnovers. They were 11 of 18 at the line. They had 25 team rebounds and hit 4 threes in the game. On the other side for the Wildcats, they had 18 turnovers, 23 rebounds. They hit 5 threes, and they were 9 of 17 from the free throw line. Our player of the game is Kewa Miller, the 6'1 freshman for Royal Valley, 21 points and 8 rebounds. She was also 5 of 8. At the free throw line, a sensational night for the 6'1 freshman forward as it snaps a brief two-game skid for Royal Valley, now 7-5 on the year and 2-4 in league play. The Wildcats' struggles continue as it's another close loss for the Wildcats. They drop to 6-7, now 3-3 in league play. That's 4 consecutive losses for the Wildcats. So again, Kewa Miller, player of the game, player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to put us to a quick break here on KNZA. We are, again, up between broadcasts here tonight as Royal Valley will now look for the sweep here on the road in the boys game. The Holton boys coming in with a record of 4-8, and the Royal Valley boys coming in with a record of 3-8. So both these teams, again, just trying to get back on track as, again, they have had some difficult challenges throughout the course of the season. So again, Chance Link, our studio producer, we're going to send it back to him on KNZA. Got about a 10-15 minute break here. We'll bring it back, get you set for the boys' tilt here at Holton, taking on Royal Valley and our boys' contest in game number 2. We step aside for a quick break. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.